Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:34. Joining me in the studio right now, I tell you, it's always fun to have, whether in the studio or not, we always have a good time when we meet. Michelle Perry with Learn New Mexico. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I am fantastic. And I guess I'll throw this out there, too. Learn Immerse as well, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, we opened a second company, Learn Immersive, which is all about the virtual world.
All right. Well, let's go back to Learn New Mexico. And let's explain what that is for our listeners.
So Learn New Mexico has been in business now for 3 years, and our mission is to modernize education. And we do that by a consulting service in which we provide support to any organization, including educational organizations. But we've also worked with businesses. We've worked with cities. We've worked with nonprofits. But we help them and support them in professional development, leadership development, strategic planning. And the list goes on and on. Anything that, you know, requires training or development, you know, organizational development, we can address and we can help. So Learn New Mexico is all about the core value of education.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. You've been doing this since you left NMSUA.
I did. And I have.
Yeah, you started this. But you still work with NMSUA some.
I do. I contract with them, and I run their Studio G program, which is a entrepreneurship incubator. And I also work with the RC3 program over there. Those wonderful people who, Jesslyn Ratliff and all them, Langley now, sorry, I still... Yeah. She's Jessica Langley. She got married like a year or two ago.
Jesslyn Langley.
Yeah. She is delightful. And we work together. As a matter of fact, we did a project together with the Aggie Eye Lab. And the Aggie Eye Lab is all about the use of Oculus Quest goggles. We call them HMDs, head-mounted displays. And we have a lab that in which students or anybody who's interested can go to that lab and put on a headset and interact with their learning in an immersive virtual way.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Now, you work with almost anybody, education, nonprofits, governments, businesses, in developing leadership and educational aspects to what they need to learn about those specific entities.
Correct.
Where do you have your classes at?
Well, we do host some classes. I mean, we host online classes.
Okay.
And we host them off of our internet, our website. And you know, as far as like other classes, those are all tailored. Those face-to-face classes or professional development, those are all tailored to the client. So, for instance, I'm working with Portales Public Schools, and so I go to them and we do what they need, and I provide services and professional development to their educators, their administrators, and I provide that there tailored to them. So, all of the training and services that Learn New Mexico provide is tailored to the client. So it's client needs based. So it's not as if we do a lot of that open call kind of courses in which people can enroll. We do some ServSafe that, you know, periodically you can find a ServSafe class with us. And then we've been doing some technology based kind of courses, small, intimate courses, again, that are based on very one specific need. However, we do host an amazing bank of online classes on our website on learnnewmexico.com. You can go there and you can learn from anything from how to make a website to how to write code for computing to pharmacy tech. Right now we're promoting our early childhood certificate program. So we do have some online self-paced wonderful classes based on our website.
Let's talk about those for a minute. Now, are these pre-recorded, I guess, is a pre-videoed or whatever classes that they watch them as they go through?
So actually better than that.
Oh, really?
So we subcontract with a company, and they provide actual online support via video conferencing. So yes, the content is accessed through what we call an LMS, a learning management system. So the student would go, just like a student who would take an online course through the college.
Right.
They would use Canvas, and then they would just, you know, meet the assignment deadlines, and then there would be an instructor on the other end who would be available to speak to and maybe do some interactive work with that student. So it's the same setup, but it's a different company.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you went into this, you went big.
I did, and that's, I think it's just my mission. My mission in life is to provide educational opportunities to anyone and everyone that meet their needs, because I do not believe, I'm adamant that a one-size-fits-all kind of educational program is not appropriate in today's day and age.
Right.
We have too many options. We have too much availability to tailor our education, specifically certifications. Mm. We tailor those to what it is we love and want to do.
Right.
I love higher education. You know, I'm a big proponent of higher education, so I'm not saying, you know, going to college is a bad idea. I'm not saying that. I'm actually finishing my PhD program right now. So I love that, but it's not for everybody.
Right.
And so, like, if I just want to learn how to code so that I can go to work for Google, or I can go to work for Amazon, or I can go to work for any of these huge companies that need coding engineers, that's all I want to do. I don't want to learn, you know, about how to write sonnets and how to, you know, write a 5-paragraph essay. I just want to learn to code so I can get a good paying job.
So coding is good without basket weaving.
Ah, there you have it.
There you go. So I had Greg Hillis in here from NMSU yesterday, and one of the things that we were talking about is their certificate programs, where you bypass all the rest of the college stuff. If you get out of high school, you ought to know how to read, write, and add.
There it is.
And subtract, and multiply, and divide.
Yep.
Okay, so you get out of there, you do that, get a basic concept of numbers, then you get in these certificate programs, and you can go to work fast in high-paying jobs.
That's it.
I almost refer to it as trade schools, like trade schools doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing here with this.
Correct.
Do you see education changing to where more and more of this is going to be trades or certifications instead of overall bachelor of whatchamacallit?
Right. You know, I have a whole tirade on this, and I'm going to try to keep it real explicit. But here's, because Greg's a good friend of mine, and I admire all the hard work that they've done at NMSUA to make this certificate, this idea of a certificate program happen in multiple areas. But I do not believe having to go to college for 4 years to earn a bachelor's degree, I do not believe that should be a requirement for a good paying job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe a person does need to do that for whatever reason. So it's there, and it's an availability, and it's still a tradition. So, okay, that's fine. I'm not saying that we should do away with all higher education programs. Of course not. Because, like, for instance, me, I mean, it's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realize that in the technology era, and it's only going to keep expanding with AI.
Right.
I mean, I think the pandemic taught us a lot about the capabilities of virtual instruction. Not to say, again, that that's the end all be all, that we should all, you know, be pushing to that. Of course, it's balance. We need face-to-face time.
Right.
We need instructors and educators to be in front of our students.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if we can replace the value of a human educator with a computer. That's absurd. Nobody believes that. However, computer virtual instruction, computer-based learning, this is a tool that supports the learning environment, mm-hmm. and it is also an option for a person who is inclined, inclined to get their learning in that method, which are actually young people who were born in into the computing age and have always had a computer in their pocket from day one. They don't know anything. Like, they just, that's all they know. And so it makes sense to offer that as an option for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I tell you what, you know, I agree in the aspect that a four-year degree or four-year college is not for everyone, but there are some good aspects to four-year college.
I mean,
you can really learn a lot of things that can help really round out the person.
Absolutely.
Government, civics, constitution, just English, arts. Those things there are good things to round out the person while you're getting a certificate to code or anything else. That's one thing that I think colleges are really good about. When it comes to other educational aspects, I think they need to throw it out. But anyway, you know, but what you're talking about, now we're looking at merging, changing some things, merging some things, and making get people out into the workforce fast. We're expanding into almost a new technology, technological revolution here in the United States right now with AI. And this is a good time to start getting in on it and stuff.
That's right.
You've brought some equipment here. Let's talk about this and what you're doing with it right now.
So right here in front of us is, it's called an Oculus Quest 2. And this is what we refer to as a head-mounted display. And this is a way to encounter the virtual world in, in an immersive, completely immersive way. So for instance, I could put this on right now and I could start interacting with, let's just pick an app, Sketch Gravity. And so this is an art program. And I can take these controllers and I can start making art three-dimensionally.
Wow.
And so that's just one of millions of ways to use this. I can also jump in here and then select an app to learn a language, any language, any language I want, and I'll be immersed in a city environment in which I have to hail a taxi, order off a menu, and go to my hotel for my reservation, and I have to do it in the language I'm trying to learn, and it supports me immersively. So when I look left and I look right and I turn around, I am immersed in this environment, and I have, I'm having to learn this language in order to get my needs met.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
And that's just two very small examples.
Yeah. But there's going to be a whole world of that opening up and stuff. Of course, what I hate to see is a bunch of office buildings filled up with people with those big white things on their faces.
Right.
Not, you know, and that's it.
I agree. This is like, I'm very, very careful because, as you know, I'm finishing my dissertation in this topic of virtual reality.
Yeah.
And so I'm not a proponent that this is the replacement.
Right.
You know, so I'm gonna go back to when electricity was invented.
Yeah.
long ago.
Good one.
So at the time, people were, you know, shocked at the idea that they could have light in their home without a flame, without creating a fire of some sort. And that was seen as, oh, well, this is just, you know, now we're never going to need fire because everything's going to be electric. Yet here we are and we still need fire.
Yeah.
We still need that chemical reaction of a flame.
Yeah.
So it's not as if just because we invented something new, the old thing went completely away.
Right. That's good. Yeah, I think that's a great way to look about it. Let's go back and with Learn New Mexico, you're working with someone on this ocular thing. what'd you call that again?
HMD.
HMD. On this HMD, and you're dealing with experiences of drunk driving.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. This is fascinating.
So this is a project that we are in coordination with the Otero County DWI Prevention Program. And I got to give a shout out to Jay Ariano and Daniel Kay Wood over there at the DWI Prevention Program, because they approached us after hearing a presentation at one of the Center of Commerce events. We were at a coffee and connection, and they approached our folks at our company and said, hey, we're interested in learning more. And so their idea was to promote DWI prevention. It's specifically reduction of self-harm concept in this 360 immersive environment. And what that means is that we have now undergone and are almost finished making a production. We've actually made four productions regarding addressing reducing self-harm in our young people.
Yeah.
And the idea is that based on our production, a person could put on this HMD, this Oculus Quest. They can put this on and be immersed in an environment in which they have now witnessed a person, a young person, who has killed his friend in a car accident because he was drunk driving.
Wow.
And then they That's see powerful. What happens after he gets arrested at a DWI checkpoint. And they also see what happens when he goes to court and has to face the girl's parents. And then we're also making other ones regarding marijuana edibles. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing front row and center what can happen mm-hmm. in a controlled setting, in a school building,
yeah.
when a person takes too much edibles.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're basically doing awareness. So we're doing texting and driving. We're doing DWI prevention. We're doing drinking, underage drinking. Mm-hmm. We did a whole scenario about underage drinking and the harm of that. And then we did the fourth one is the edibles.
Yeah.
So we're doing these projects, and we're in production, and we're creating these 360 videos with actors.
Wow.
And we're paying actors, and then we're also, to the benefit of the Otero County community, Alamogordo, we have a lot of volunteers who have come forward.
Wow.
And so, for instance, when we shot Court Scene last Saturday, we had so many volunteers from around the community who just sat in the gallery mm-hmm. just to be part of this experience mm-hmm. for free. They just wanted to volunteer. And so, I mean, a heartfelt thanks to all of those folks wow. who did that. And then also the coordinated effort between the state police, the sheriff's office, the court systems, and then the DWI prevention, and then the La Luz Fire Department, and on and on and on. All of these amazing emergency responding agencies, they've come together to be a part of this. And
wow.
and it's heartwarming, because we're if these productions can prevent just one young person mm-hmm. from getting behind the wheel after drinking, mm-hmm. we've done our job.
Yeah.
It's worth the incredible amount of money that this costs to put yeah. on. But it's worth it, and that's why I do what yeah. I do. Is for the education of our community, our people.
I guess one question I have to ask you is, when in life did you develop this passion for educating young people?
This passion of mine probably goes back to childhood.
Wow.
You know, I kind of had a crazy childhood. And my safe space was school.
Wow.
I mean, that's where I could go, and I could expect to be well taken care of. I could expect meals. I could expect people to structure my day.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with learning, probably kindergarten. That
wow.
was my first experience.
Wow.
So I've loved school, and I have been in school, in the schoolhouse, in the educational system since, you know, I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And I've never left it.
Yeah.
I've always loved school. And as a teacher, of course, you know, way back in the dinosaur ages when I was a teacher.
Hold on here now. I'm older than you, so let's not get carried away with the dinosaur stuff here.
Okay, I'll say after the comet hit the asteroid happened. Okay, I'll go there. Okay, after the asteroid happened. But no, watching my students, I was a special education teacher, and and watching my students grow in their strengths that were specific to them, mm-hmm. because you know, when a special education, it means basically that you have a learner who does not comply with the standard treatment.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so I was able to, as a teacher, find what made a student tick, and that's where we went. Mm-hmm. So if I had a kiddo who was totally into skateboarding, that's really aging me, but I had a kiddo who was totally into skateboarding and he hates school, well, I'm going to do everything I can to teach him through skateboarding. Mm-hmm. That means math and science and reading. And so that's how I think I really came to this understanding about tailoring education.
Wow.
To meet the needs of the learner. That's really where that came from.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little while ago with the certificate programs and everything. Learn one thing, learn it well, be good at it, and go out and change the world.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that is great. And this HMD, now, I'm going to go back to this, to the DWI thing that you're working on. Mm-hmm. Somebody will be able to put on this HMD, mm-hmm. this head-mounted display, and be immersed in this entire experience.
Correct.
Like he was there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And so what research is telling us, and there is more and more research that is published every day, this using this as an educational experience is new-ish. Yeah, you know, honestly, the government's been using this virtual reality experience since the 1940s. Mm. But it's been made now consumer available. And so using this as an educational experience, the research is very, very motivating. It's yeah. very inspiring, because it's telling us that the motivation of the learner to use this is high.
Yeah.
And to motivate a learner, that's like half the problem.
Yeah.
So I want to teach you something. I'm going to show up here and I'm going to teach you something. And if you're not motivated to learn mm-hmm. what I want to teach you, we're not going to get very far.
Right.
But this tool is going to motivate, and has been proven to motivate. The other thing is retention, because I'm completely immersed and I'm experiencing it as if I was really there. The retention factor has now gone off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know motivation and retention are two very important aspects to high quality instruction and learning opportunities. So this is what's going to happen, is Jay and Daniel are going to be taking the DWI prevention program. They're going to be taking these headsets and they're going to be taking them to fairs. They're going to be taking them to schools. They're going to be taking them to public events. And they're going to be asking people to put them on. And then they're going to be asking them to find out what it's like to kill your friend in a DWI accident.
Wow.
And they will, and people will get to experience it firsthand.
Wow. Wow. I tell you what, we ain't going to get this all done one show. We're going to have you back. It's 8:56. Michelle, if people want to find out more, how do they get a hold of you and your website?
So super easy. My name's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at learnnewmexico.com. And the website is learnnewmexico.com. So learn New Mexico spelled out. The other company we have is Learn Immersive, and that's Learn I-M-R-S-V, immersive.com. And you can also look there. That's more tailored to the virtual reality work that we do. But nonetheless, Learn New Mexico is a website that you can easily Google. It will pop up. And then you can learn all about our work. Like I said, our work with Learn New Mexico is pretty widespread. For instance, we have helped cities get their strategic planning together. So city government, all the way to nonprofit, all the way to education. So we help a lot of people in a lot of different ways tailor their educational needs.
Oh, wow. One last question. Does Jarrett work for you now?
He did.
Oh, he did?
He did. And then
he left.
He quit.
Can't work for her no more.
Well, what happened is the city of Edgewood contracted with Learn New Mexico to get some of that city planning, strategic yeah. planning support. And then they loved him so much that when our contract ran out, they hired him.
At Edgewood?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So he's way up in Edgewood?
He works in Edgewood now.
Oh, man. Does he come home ever?
He does. Okay, he comes home almost every weekend. And then I'll go up there and work remote for a week or two. Yeah. And, you know, and so we do, we see each other periodically, but, so, you know.
So what's he doing for the city of Edgewood?
He is their town manager.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that contract that we had just to help them turned into a full-time gig for him.
Wow.
Yeah, they loved him up there, and they continue to love him. They're taking good care of him.
I'll be doggone. Tell him hi for me.
I will. So,
Michelle Perry with Learn New Mexico and Learn Immersive. Check it out. What's the website again?
LearnNewMexico.com.
There you go. Check it out. And the email again?
Michelle@LearnNewMexico.com.
There you go. Check it all out, folks. It's going to be a great one.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.